This is Book Radio. I'm Strassman. Our guest today is John Roger, author of Spiritual Warrior, The Art of Spiritual Living. Welcome to Book Radio.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Why are spiritual topics so prominent these days?
Well, just from, like, no scientific evidence but point of view, materialism has failed to supply the innate want, need that we want inside. We get material things, and before long, we need another one and another one. And it's very expensive. And you can't keep up with everybody.
There's an argument that the high level of material affluence that's generally enjoyed in the West and increasingly elsewhere in the world is a result, in fact, of the submergence of spiritual worldviews and the ascendance of a materialistic worldview, and that's what made it possible to have this level of existence. Would you agree with that, but take some exceptions, or
no? I think there's real accuracy in that, which doesn't really have anything to do with the first answer that I gave you. It's
right.
An entirely separate one. I think if spirituality had been allowed its ascendance, we would have spiritual materiality in the sense of fulfillment, and there would not be conspicuous consumption. There wouldn't be a lot of things in this world that today most of us frown upon quite a bit, unless we have the object, and say that this is just not the way things should be.
So you're essentially saying that this spiritual worldview, if it had been allowed to come to its fruition, generally, would have provided us with a sufficient material level of existence, while at the same time giving us greater satisfaction overall.
Sure. Well, and more than just that, materiality is condensed spirit.
What do you mean?
Well, if you take a cigarette
and
you light it, that smoke would be considered spirit, and the cigarette would be condensed smoke or condensed spirit. It's in a slightly molecular different form, but it still came out of the invisible. Somebody created out of their imagination.
Your book's called Spiritual Warrior. What is the spiritual warrior?
You, sir, are a spiritual warrior.
Well, in what sense?
In the sense that inside of you is where the battle rages, more to be fought than anywhere out in this world. This world has been fought with battle since the beginning. I think after God said, it's good, I'll rest, the war started.
Right.
And it's been going on continuously from that point on.
And so your book, Spiritual Warrior, is designed to give some guidance, sort of a Sun Tzu for the internal war?
Sure. You know, right in the very front of the book, we say, why even say that particular thing?
Right.
And you
can read it.
I just flip it to it. There's five things, actually, that spiritual warrior is involved with.
Okay.
They accept all things. That doesn't mean they agree with it. They like it. It's just, it's done. The Titanic sank. That's it. The spiritual warrior cooperates with all things. Doesn't necessarily support it, agree with it, but says it's going on. Like another university. We understand all things through the experience of having done these ourselves. We understand other people's hurts, and because of understanding, we withdraw from personal hurting anyone else.
Okay.
We just stand back from it. And then we have enthusiasm for all things. And all things doesn't mean all in the world, because we don't know that. It means all that is in our universe that we know of. Either we accept it, we go for it, we're enthusiastic about it, or we get it out of our world. And that is being impeccable with your energy, cutting away that doesn't work internally. And you can look like you're with somebody on the outside, knowing that, probably we could all be at the devil for 20 minutes if we knew we could get out after 20 minutes.
Right.
It'd be very pleasant to them. And then, of course, we have empathy for all things, which in a sense is a sympathy.
So these are specific points of spiritual living or thinking. Is it necessary in order to accept and practice them, to accept any wider or larger worldview or paradigm?
You will automatically, even though you may not participate in it.
Oh, okay. So you can start by doing the practice and end up having the faith, essentially.
You will bypass the faith for your understanding of experience that you've had with it, because often faith is just another word for hope, and hope springs eternally, and often people die in it.
I was being briefed by some of my colleagues a few minutes before this interview, and they mentioned, or reminded me actually, that your name had been brought up with a person in connection with a person I'm hoping to interview in a few more minutes, Arianna Huffington.
Yes, and I know her very well.
What was or is the nature of the relationship between you as people and in terms of your ideas, if you want to talk about that too?
Well, we have very parallel ideas of attempting to do the best we can in the world. I met Arianna, over 20 years ago in London.
Right.
And it's one of those things where you look at somebody, they look at you, and you go, we're going to be friends for a long, long time. And that has been very true.
What specifically to her intellectual spiritual development do you, you don't have to take credit, although you can if you want, or do you think you contributed to?
All of it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, 100% enthusiasm here.
Okay, all right.
No, I would say that she would have a divergent point of view because she's very widely read. She's very intelligent. Pick up a subject and she can go with you on it.
Is the discipline and principles that you espouse in Spiritual Warrior, can people experience and practice them by themselves? Or do they need to be in a small or a larger group in order to do it properly?
It is self-individual practice. You have to be by yourself to sort out what you want to focus upon. Keep your focus and clear. That's your intention. And then you have to cut away all the things that are not part of where you're going with it. And you do that with the wisdom of your own loving and caring. And you tell people, no, I won't be doing that with you. I wish I had time. I don't.
Do you think that your ideas come more from American strains of self-help or Eastern strains of detachment and spirituality?
Well, all the Eastern people think I came right out of India or out of Persia, and
right.
Americans think I came right out of Christianity, and the Hebrews think I came right out of Judah.
So, in fact, is there a lesson in those perceptions in terms of the universality of what you're teaching?
It is a universal approach. We all do this. We just maybe haven't put words on it so that we know what we're focusing upon.
How do people doing this practice know that it's working?
Because of the results they will receive inwardly, health, wealth, happiness, loving, caring, sharing, prosperity, abundance, riches, and then the willingness to share that, touch to other people with all of it.
And then is there a final state or stage that's reached, or is it a process of continual evolution?
I think as long as we're on the planet here, it's continual evolution. Until we die.
Is there a social element to this? What do you see as the preferred application of these principles in terms of groups, nations, and politics,
well,
if any?
Putting it down here, if you and I were both functioning at our spiritual warrior best,
right.
We'd be delightful people to be with. You and I,
right.
We would talk and agree, and
right.
We'd say we're the most intelligent people we know. Take that and put it out into a group who are all going on the same focus, and we're going to have a lot of fun and happiness, and we're going to have intellectual and intelligent conversations. And also, you know, it brings about a process of peace because you're not trying to convince somebody or force them or control their body movements. You're actually accepting who they are.
Are there better or worse or more effective ways of getting the message in Spiritual Warrior out, books, television? Would it be good to have a film about it somehow with characters who were involved in that kind of, or is one planned already?
Of course, the medium,
right.
You know, that TV and the screen would be great, but I think the best way is for people to live it. And by the example, other people see it and say, what is it you're doing? Tell me how, tell me what. And we actually share with each other what we know, which becomes really the great teacher.
So the ideas you have here, did they come to you in a flash? Did they come to you over a longer period? Did you get them from other people? Who were you and what were you doing before these ideas came to you?
I don't have the foggiest idea how to answer that question because it came over a 20-year period of lectures and being with people and asking questions and getting answers. And we recorded all the information, transcribed it, and a friend of mine said, hey, you got a book here. He had read through all the material, putting it together, wanted to do a workshop.
Right.
And I read through it, and I said, my golly, it is. And it was almost perfect the way it was.
That was the first book.
That was Spiritual Warrior.
Spiritual Warrior. Thank you for talking to us about it. And John Roger, Spiritual Warrior, thanks very much.
Thank you, Spiritual Warrior.